Look around you right now and notice how many things there are for you to read. Stop signs, hot and cold faucets, the morning paper. Now think about what it would be like not to be able to read them. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday morning series on coaching with a woman who teaches adults to read.
Mary Kelly says one-on-one coaching is essential when you're trying to teach grown-ups reading. Dr. Kelly is acting director of the Adult Literacy Program at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. Her clients range in age from 18 to 72. The average age is 34. More than half are women. Some can't even read at a third grade level. What is the biggest thing you find you have to overcome when an adult cannot read?
Most adults who can't read have terrible self-esteem. They're not confident in themselves as learners. So one of the first things we really have to do is boost their confidence and get them to feel like they are learners and that they can learn to read.
I would imagine they'd be so ashamed.
Terribly ashamed and embarrassed. We even have people who come to us who don't tell their spouses that they can't read.
Huh.
They hide their problems from their employers. They sometimes have a great deal of difficulty having relationships with other people because they're hiding a big part of who they are.
Yeah. How do you address that?
We try to set up learning situations where people are learning something almost immediately. People who really can't read at all, we start with teaching them some sight words.
Words that they will always be encountering, like walk, right? Or don't
exactly.
Walk, or price.
Exactly. Really high frequency words that they're apt to come across in their daily living. It is a rote process in the very beginning, I'm sort of memorizing a few words.
Explain how you teach a sight word. You go beyond the shapes of it?
Oh, absolutely. I usually don't teach one word at a time. Usually we'll teach four or five, maybe even more words at a time. And what we'll do is first go through each word. I'll introduce it, have the person repeat it, and I make sure that they understand what it means. Because if you don't understand the meaning, it's very hard to remember the word. And then we really just go through a process. I'll randomly point to the words on a page, or I'll have them on flashcards and randomly show them to the person. And each time they see the word, they say it. And then I repeat it back to them when they're correct. If they're not correct, I'll tell them what the correct word is and ask them to repeat it. And we'll repeat that process until they can read each word that they're learning three times in a row correctly. Three seems to be a magic number in learning. Once they can do that, I have them read that word immediately in a phrase or in sentences so that they're applying it immediately to a larger context. And then once they start to put them together into sentences and paragraphs and they're able to read that with some understanding, the people themselves then begin to understand that they need ways to figure out words that someone hasn't taught them.
So to break it down, and that gets closer to phonics.
And that's where the phonics comes in.
Tell us your best success stories.
Sometimes it's just small accomplishments that mean so much. Like one gentleman who came to me who couldn't read at all, very early on, I taught him the prefix un.
U-N?
U-N.
Yeah.
And he came back a week later and told me that he had, for the first time, been able to find the unscented cat litter at the grocery store. And he said this was far better than standing in the aisle waiting for someone who looked nice to walk by and help him.
Oh, someone who wouldn't ridicule and someone who would kindly give him an answer.
Right, but he preferred to find that answer on his own.
Wow.
And so, that, you know, he was very proud in that kind of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Or another small accomplishment, a woman who we saw who was in her late 60s, had never read, and within a year, she was able to read most of her own mail. And she was very happy to report to us that my neighbors don't have to be in my business anymore. Huh. I can figure out where I have to be and when I have to be there.
So she could retain her privacy.
Exactly.
Listening to you talk about it makes us realize how totally dependent we are on reading simply to get through the day. We take it so for granted.
How do you know how to get to a new place if you can't read the sign on the bus? Or how do you know how to give medication to your child when you can't read the directions on the label? So it does make life very, very challenging when you can't get through those simple daily reading tasks.
Hmm. How long does it take, on average, for an adult to learn to read?
It's very individual. I had one person who went from a first grade level to a ninth grade level in about 2 years. I've never seen anything like that before or after.
Mary Kelly is acting director of the Adult Literacy Program at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx, New York. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.